Next, we'll report on two art installations. They're in very different locations. One is in Washington, D.C., and the other is in France, a 20-minute train ride out of Paris. But these art installations have one thing in common. Both exhibits showcase the power of light. Oh, and they have one other thing in common. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
This is a story about amazing beauty, imagination, magical effects, and begins at a one-time leprosarium, a place for lepers, in a small town outside of Paris. In the 12th century, lepers were sequestered here, a history noted now in an outdoor art installation. Slim metal rods curving up into the shape of a bowl. Each rod is tipped with a glass ball. The marble-sized ball is red. In medieval times, lepers, hoping for a cure, bathed in blood.
In order to heal, yes.
But in their own blood?
No, animals' blood.
Xavier Perrault and his partner Andy Cow are the 30-something landscape artists who created the work. Is this why you chose the red? As reminders of drops of blood.
Yes.
If the blood cure didn't work, the leper was banished from society. He was made to wear a shroud and to carry a wooden noisemaker so townspeople could run out of his way. A priest pronounced him dead, and then his family and friends marched him to this dormitory that sits behind thick stone walls on the outskirts of the town of Beauvais. Arriving here, the leper knelt.
They would shovel dirt on his back.
On his head.
On his head or on his back, yes.
As if they were burying him.
In a symbolic way he's buried and that's the end of his life, at least on the outside. That means he's no one outside of these walls. So when they came here, they were given...
shroud.
So the shroud.
What is it?
A donkey.
Donkey.
Where is that donkey?
This is new, actually. I
bet he knew I had a microphone.
The donkey, Rhubarb, shares a field at the former leprosarium. It's called the Maladrerie Saint-Lazare, with some sheep and roosters. A bucolic, pleasant scene these days, but the wind-swept, blood-red glass of Xavier Perrault's installation reminds visitors of the grim past.
J'arrive!
In town, Perrault and his partner Cal have another installation that uses wind and light to animate a historic structure. The 13th century Beauvais Cathedral is a tourist attraction. Gothic, intricate, carefully restored, it's a few steps away from what's left of the St. Barthelme Collegiate Church, where a religious order once preached and prayed. The remnant of a tower there glistens at another Cow Perrault installation, light bouncing off a large dome from which 1,000 almost invisible nylon filaments, fishing lines, descend to hold 3,000 tiny crystals attached to a configuration that Scarlett O'Hara could have worn.
It looks like a hoop skirt from the old days. Ring after ring of wire that form a cap, and along every single one of those wires, you've attached the crystals.
When the sun hits the tower, the fishing lines turn silver, and the crystals, made by Swarovski, the world-famous Austrian company, the crystals shoot off rainbows of light that delight visitors.
Très beau. Ils ont mis beaucoup de temps pour le faire parce que c'est vraiment très bien fait.
It really is beautiful. A dance of light and color, commissioned by the town of Beauvais as a proud nod to its history. Beauvais is also known for its elaborate tapestries, 17th and 18th century treasures. In this country, treasures of nature are the pride of a 10-acre garden in Washington, D.C., where Harvard University runs a research institution. The gardens of Dumbarton Oaks in Georgetown blaze with color, from roses, azalea, lilies, and a new temporary installation Perrault and Cow were invited to design. They arranged tree-high poles into an oval shape, and on top of those poles, they perch a configuration that pairs luxury with something really basic.
It's a wire mesh cloud made of two different
gauges of chicken wire.
It's just plain old chicken wire.
It's just plain old chicken wire.
John Beardsley is director of garden and landscape studies at Dumbarton Oaks.
Fold into elaborate shapes that evoke a big bank of cumulus clouds. And then it's hung with 10,000 Swarovski crystals.
Those crystals again. Beauvais has 3,000, Georgetown has 10,000. On loan from Swarovski and hand-tied all 10,000 of them to the chicken wire cloud, where, suspended, they cast prisms everywhere. On a cloudy day, they glimmer like raindrops.
And then it's all reflected in an oval pool that the designers created to reflect it in.
It took the landscape artists and some volunteers a month to make Cloud Terrace, to sculpt the wire mesh and thread and tie each of the cut crystals. John Beardsley had only seen drawings of the piece. When it was finally in place, he says he was relieved.
It's a birthing experience.
Fanny Bryce said something was like giving birth to a baby grand piano.
Right. We gave birth to 10,000 crystals in a wire mesh cloud.
In the midst of all the oohs and ahs, you have to ask, how? How, in these rough economic times, with daily doses of joblessness, hopelessness, anxiety, how can you justify the luxurious sparkle of artworks like this? Well, says John Beardsley, the crystals are on loan. Chicken wire doesn't cost much. The real investments were time and aesthetics. And there's something else.
There's also the saying that in tough times, art is more important, that keeping the spirits up and the soul alive in difficult economic circumstances is terribly important.
The Cowperot Cloud will stay at Dumbarton Oaks in Washington until October, maybe a bit longer. The Beauvais pieces are up until mid-September. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And you can see photos of the crystal and light creations at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.